You are listening to the... Really? You are listening to the Bugcast episode 457.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Is recorded in front of a live chat room audience.
Start was The Riders with So Far. from Ukraine.
You can say the Ukraine.
I know, we had this debate before.
It's perfectly okay.
This is what they say about themselves. Hello guys, we are a metal band from Ukraine. We would like to introduce ourselves and tell our story by sharing our music with you. Listen, enjoy and follow us. They've linked to a vk.com website, which is vk.com/theridersband, but it is in a different language. You'd have to translate it. We've also got a SoundCloud, which is soundcloud.com/theriders, and theridersband.bandcamp.com. But I liked that.
Yeah, that was a nice, I suppose, a slightly uncharacteristic start.
Hmm. But we have played some of their tracks before.
We have, yes, one. Yes. Excellent stuff. Well, thank you for that. So welcome, everybody. This is the Bunkcast episode 457 from wherever and however you are listening. It's really good to have you along. On tonight's show, we have our usual mix of Creative Commons music, and doubtless we'll have something to talk about as we go through the show. But to be honest with you, we have such good music, it would be a shame not to play it. This is the Plastic Light Factory with Colour of the Morning.
No vitals. Start CPR. Hold compressions. Pulse check.
No pulse, doctor. We should stop. There's nothing more to do.
There's always something we can do.
You don't mean...
Yes, nurse. It's time to administer the Bugcast.
Oh. Doctor, it worked. She has a normal rhythm again.
Of course. A dose of the Bugcast with its combination of new music and chat can do wonders for your health.
Woohoo! It's the Bugcast, baby.
I will advise the patient to take a weekly dose on Fridays at 9:30 p.m. UK time. where she can join the live chat room at either thebigcast.org/live or on freenode.irc at @thebigcast. It can clearly work miracles.
It's an award-winning combination.
Oh, Doctor, you're my hero.
Just a coincidence that it coincides with my pigment. My pigment.
When the day is done, hold me close. Promises are ours to keep. All the clouds would disappear.
Ever since adolescence, I always knew I was destined. Characteristics of angels, behaviorism of devils. My manipulative rebel, always looking for trouble. They thought that I wouldn't change and amount to something worth talking about. I walk in the house, slam the door shut behind me. Lock myself in my room, hoping someone will find me. I'm crying, but I'm not talking it out. If you try to talk, I'ma shout. Grab a fistful of my hair and begin to pulling it out. The drop in my scalp hurts, but what I find awkward is how people look at me when I walk in a room, gawking like owls. I ball all my life, so I'm used to being the talk of the town. Ain't no more calming me down, I'm standing up tall and I'm proud. Time to face all of the doubt, time to shame all of you clowns. Never give up, you gotta get up if you fall to the ground. You can't do it alone, everybody needs some help. But you can't go anywhere if you don't believe in yourself.
When the day is done,
I always knew I was different. Just a coincidence that it coincides with my pigment. With everything I was given and every word I depicted, I strive to become the greatest, but only became a victim. The industry is conflicted, inner cities are wicked. My only wish is for you to remember me when I'm 60. Life is full of complexity, all I see is inequity. No one stays like they say they will. All I need is longevity. Integrity, I stick to the principle. There's so much shit in my head that I really think you should know. I'm a potential plan, I just need some more room to grow. I really want you to stay, but I really think you should go. You can smoke to the fire burning inside me. I've been yearning for profit. I emerged as a tyrant and rolled some dirt as a diamond. I didn't do it alone. Everybody needs some help, but I couldn't have got this far if I didn't believe in myself.
When the day is done,
the pain is finally over, remain as proud as a soldier. You state the course of this path and your faith was rightfully chosen. My thoughts reside in the ocean, they're deeper than what you know. You'll never stop me from grinding, the eagerest locomotive. I sense the hate in your banter, eating away like cancer. I won't be done until I'm substantial in my financials. Money's the contribution to knowledge, power and health. But you won't achieve either one if you don't believe in yourself.
When the day is done,
stay the course.
Hold me close.
Stay the course.
Promises are ours to keep.
Just stay the course.
All the clouds would disappear.
Stay the course.
When the day is done.
Quite beautiful in part of the track was Semi-Automatic with Stay the Course. And I said it's semi because it's S-E-M-M-E. So Semi-Automatic is Samuel Preason Jenkins, also known as Semi-Automatic, is an American rapper from Pensacola in Florida, born in October 21st, 1998, which makes me feel old. Born in Tacoma, Washington, and lives with oculocutaneous albinism type 2, which actually was very interesting because the image I saw, I thought there was albinism there, which I wasn't sure about. And what he says is, what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. And albinism eventually became his strength in the future. Semi-Automatic's first album, Mood Swings, is expected to be released in the summer of 2017. You can find out more by checking out Graphicent, GRAPHICENT.com.
Awesome.
But I liked that.
Yeah, that was really good, really good. And before that, you heard Plastic Light Factory with their track Colour of the Morning. Plastic Light Factory's sound combines gloomy psychedelic twists with dreamy reverberated vocals and a pulsating dance rhythm. We played their track Robin on last week's show, and this was another track taken from their debut five-track EP Hype, which was released in October of 2016. They come from the mythical location of Hyperion in California. And you can find out more about them at their website, plasticlightfactory.com. Awesome. So let's cast our eyes downwards and have a look in the chat room over at thebugcaster.org/live and find out who is actually listening to us live right at this minute. I don't think there are many.
No. Well, Yannick and Sandrine and Zoe have an excuse. They've travelled.
They're currently travelling at the moment. So I know that... Gamey Chico too can't listen at the moment because she updated her computer and now can't hear us.
So we've got Alex T, Gamey Chico 2 in the chat room at least, mm-hmm. Gregorio SWVP, K5 Tux, Lainey, me, you, Veru, Vinzy V, and the Morays.
The Moray
in
family, yes.
Spirit, if not in person.
Yes. Judging by the reactions in the chat room, Alex T and Lainey are most definitely listening to us right at this moment.
Yeah. And it's Good Friday as well, so people have an excuse to
indeedy,
chill out.
Indeed so.
Although we keep having to remind... Well, I have to keep reminding myself today's not Saturday because it feels like a Saturday. It's all wrong.
It is hugely wrong. I should have been at work today, but obviously I shouldn't have been because it's a public holiday. But my phone, my work phone, kept reminding me that I should have been at work by telling me I had meetings at... 9:45, 10:00, 11:00. anyway, let's move on.
Well, this makes me think of the Minions.
Yes, indeed it would do, but for no connection whatsoever. No. This is The Grooves with Across the Stars.
Thank you. Greetings from the Outer Hebrides. Now when I'm not out tending to my sheep, or out cutting the peats, I like to sit back with a cup of tea and listen to the Budcast. Well, that's some good tunes.
Hey! That was Dofhay Project with Kind of Light from Malaga in Spain. They are a rock group native of Malaga, born in 2015, influenced by rock, funk and other musical branches. A declaration of intentions, do what you want, look for your way and enjoy the challenges as you find it. They've just published an LP and are already thinking about new singles in which to entice people. And the EP has a very interesting name, Samsara Sex Flow.
Excellent.
So there you go. I thought it was a little bit of Jamiroquai-ish.
It was funky, certainly, but I wouldn't have put it in the same camp as Jamiroquai. But there again, that's... You're speaking to a Jamiroquai fan.
Yes. I have linked back to their artist page. They have got other tracks available because there is no other online presence that I could find. But they are... they're not relatively new because they've been since 2015.
How much other stuff have they got?
I didn't see anything.
Oh, that was it?
There was no other link.
Ah.
And I did look them up on Facebook and couldn't find anything.
I meant stuff on Jamendo.
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, and they do actually have a Facebook page. They just don't link it. It's Facebook page, lots of numbers.
I'll stick it in the show notes. We'll publish that. And before that, you heard the Grooves with... Go on.
Just the artwork, bit American Pie-esque.
Okay.
American Beauty-esque.
Ah, huge difference.
Huge difference.
Yeah, you heard the Grooves with their track Across the Stars. The Grooves is a Russian experimental electro space pop duo based out of Tver in Russia. The two-headed songwriting and production duo create their unique palette of sounds using analog synths, old-fashioned guitars from the Soviet era, tape recorders, and an array of handmade instruments and microphones, as well as the melodious noise of the birds hovering outside the studio windows. We played their track, I Want Jesus to Walk With Me, on last week's show, and this was another track taken from the band's album Harvest, which was released in March of 2017. You can find out more about them over at their website, which is thegrooves.com.
I wonder how they got the name The Grooves. Are they Minion fans, or is it just...
I have absolutely no idea, and I don't know whether there is any information on their website about...
Let's see that name, and I just want to go, banana.
Apple. On their website, it says, "For us, music is no longer a means to reach popularity and be successful. For us, music is a therapy, a painkiller, a morphine fix. Perhaps it's the most honest way, being free of any business, subculture or music scene, any expectations or any people. Simply do what you should do and observe the results." It does say more, but it doesn't say anything there about their name.
Cool.
Anyway, I just thought I'd, to be perfectly honest, we don't have any topical news to discuss on this week's show, but I just spotted this article and I just thought it was hilariously funny and quite sad and disturbing at the same time. An 8-year-old boy in Ohio safely drove his little sister to McDonald's after learning how to drive on YouTube. So basically... the staff at the restaurant thought they were victims of a prank when they pulled up to the drive-through window. But the boy apparently obeyed all traffic lights and all laws, didn't hit anything on the way from his house to the McDonald's.
So the irony is he probably drove better than those three twits we followed earlier.
Most likely. It was a 1.5-mile journey, passing 4 intersections, railway tracks and a number of turns. And apparently at this moment in time when they did the journey, their parents were asleep at home. And just a little bit of extra detail, the two children got cheeseburgers and chicken nuggets while they waited to be picked up.
So they drove there but then waited to get picked up to
Yes. come back. They probably didn't thought, okay, probably better not drive home after a McDonald's, in case it get pulled over.
Maybe they thought, they'll not ask how we got here and how the car got here.
Interestingly, though, bearing in mind how strict laws in America are, no charges.
I think it probably made the police forces day.
I wouldn't doubt that to be the case at all.
Because there'd been a sense of relief that nobody was hurt, especially the children.
Yeah.
Then a bit of incredulousness about how well they drove. And it's very difficult as well because of their ages. You want to make sure they know it's wrong, but you don't want to scare them that then affects them.
I think they probably understand what they did was wrong. And it's very difficult to kind of identify culpability in this particular case because, yeah, parents were at home in bed, so they weren't directly responsible. But the kids did manage to get their keys and let themselves out of the house and get in the car and drive off without their parents knowing.
Yeah.
So it's a difficult one to call, but I think...
That's a good point, actually. Where would the blame lay?
With the parents.
It would have to be, because they're children.
They're minors. They're not responsible. At that age, they're certainly not responsible for their own actions. They may not have realised what they were doing was, well, what he was doing was wrong.
Intriguing.
Indeed so. And I don't know, it is kind of a warm,
A fluffy story,
yes. We like fluffy stories on this show, don't we?
I think you should tell the joke about Jeremy Corbyn as well, which is quite amusing.
Ah, yes.
Because people will all know that Mr. Trump put off a MOAB, mother of all bombs, to Afghanistan, which is quite scary, yet interesting, but this kind of links in. Yeah,
so there. Jeremy Corbyn, who's the leader of the Labour Party here in the UK, the opposition party currently in the UK, and he basically was seen, he had a photograph taken of him standing in a railway... Right, let me start again and actually make sense. Standing in a train toilet, wearing a pair
in
of...
In a train toilet.
In a toilet cubicle.
Cubicle, yes.
Yeah.
Not in the toilet,
literally. Wearing a pair of protection goggles, basically leaning up against the door from the inside. But as it turns out, he was actually... This was yesterday at the time of recording, on Thursday the 13th. He was actually here in Doncaster, visiting the Doncaster Rail Factory. The majority of railway carriages in this country have either been built, maintained, or refurbished by a company in Doncaster. So he was there for political reasons, but the photograph was taken of him by somebody from the Press Association. And it's prompted a number of amusing comments from people on Twitter. So one here saying, my fashion look for summer 2017 is Jeremy Corbyn entering a train toilet. Looks like a shot from a crime documentary. Can't wait for Corbyn to crack this cold case. Or, and my personal favourite, Corbyn goes to the toilet. # man of the people. Needs PPE goggles. What on earth is he going to do in there? # MOAB. But that would be Caroline anyway, dropping the mother of all bombs.
Excuse me?
Yes. Shall we move on?
Says Mr. Guffmeister, who stinks out the whole house.
Yeah, thanks. People didn't want to know that.
Oh. They might want to not know it, but at least they don't have to smell it.
Please forward your complaints in writing directly to caroline@thebugcast.org. This is Thrive with Not Enemies.
Plan to use it all on you. Never met a man like me. Show you what a man can be. 26 out for a 10 in the sand. That's what the plan will be. It's not easy, but somehow we always seem to find our way. Track mind when they're in pursuit. They don't know you. They don't know you the way that I do. Let me take you there. Wrap the herb up in the paper now. Show the crowd up at the census stop. Pick it up at the everybody put it down. But it's still the same day to day. Take the pain away. Still the same day to day.
Friday nights, 9:30 p.m. UK time at thebookcast.org.
Yesterday, you said that you were mine. We lit the fire, throwing the message.
My dreams are calling me.
I kiss the girl exactly middle of the package, and I kiss the guy who's only one thing I'm enjoying.
Woohoo! It's the Bookcast, baby!
Thank you. life is a wreck.
When my life is a wreck.
Got to keep it on in check.
I keep it on in check.
To blaze, gonna stick to my ways. I used to be caught in a phase where life was a maze until I saw the sun's rays. But when your life is a wreck, you got to take the first step, yeah. Paddle on through the waves now. Gonna take me to that place. I'm losing control. Gotta reach within my soul. And if you're ever feeling low, yeah, you gotta take the first step and go, yeah. Take that first step to the right. Got to find what's inside before we run out of time, run out of time.
Was Ridgway with Fire Inside from Bay Area in California. They're a unique blend of reggae, rock and hip-hop that gets the crowd moving. Forrest, Jack, Jordan, Eric and Danny write their own music from a wide range of influences, so there's a bit of something for everybody. Their first full-length album, Brighter Days, was released on July 2nd, 2016, and they've got some videos up on YouTube, they've got an Instagram account. And they've also got the website, which is ridgwayband.com, but that is RIDGWAYband.com, so it's Ridge without the E.
Ah, cool. And before that, you heard Not Enemies by Thrive. Thrive is a positive lifestyle music group led by songwriter duo Aaron Borowitz and Kenneth Rogers. Their catchy melodies, conscious lyrics and smooth arrangements have earned them spots at many festivals as well as events performing with world-class acts. The band has three iTunes reggae chart-topping albums and is currently working on their fourth studio release. This track was taken, sorry, was their latest single, which was released in March 2017, and is thus far their only track on Jamendo. Now, I kind of presume from this that this is the first track they've actually released for free. Whether this is a sign of the future, I don't know. But I hope so, because that was a very good track. They are from Santa Cruz in California, and you can find out more about them over at thrivingmusic.com. Right, well, that being the last pair of songs, as indeed they were, it falls to me to tell you that next week, the Bugcast episode 458 will be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live, assuming we don't have any further internet connectivity problems. Thank you very much, Virgin Media. On Friday, the 21st of April at 9:30 p.m. UK time. If you'd like to get in contact with us, give us any feedback on anything we've spoken about or any of the music we've played, please drop us an email, feedback@thebugcast.org. And while you're over there on Tinterwebs, why not follow us on Facebook, thebugcast.org/Facebook. So then it is last track time, and this is another track from the Rusty Tea Makers. We played them a few times in the last year, most recently on episode 439 when we played their track Mirror. According to their profile on Jamendo and also on Facebook, we are a rock band formed in the jam session under inhuman amounts of alcohol, which lasted longer than the relationship with your ex, is what they say. Alternative, new metal, hard rock and blues rock are the genres they play. The track we're about to play for you was taken from their brand new EP, Jump the Beep Up, which was released in March 2017, and from which we are rather unlikely to play the title track anytime soon.
You could do lots of...
Well, having seen the lyrics for the chorus, it would give Black Bones a run for its money.
But at least you know this in advance and are playing it live on a show being rebroadcast. But
even if I did attempt to obfuscate the vocals in that particular song, you'd basically end up with a continuous beep from the start to the end of the chorus, which kind of defeats the object. Anyway, if you want to find out more about Rusty Tea Makers, who are from Zelenograd in Russia, you can find them at Facebook, facebook.com/Rusty Tea Makers Band. We shall leave you with the Rusty Tea Makers and their track Shut Up You Lie, and we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Birds and you, now
The Bugcast is streamed live at the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. Join hosts Dave and Caroline, along with the other listeners, in the live chat room to join in the fun.
Shut up!
You've been listening to a member of the Otherside Podcast Network. Find more about our shows at otherside.network.